This is Akashvani, the news read by Xing Biahui. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone of Vadhavan Port in Palghar district of Maharashtra today. Vadhavan Port, located near Dahanu town in Palghar district, will be one of India's largest deepwater ports and will provide direct connectivity to international shipping routes, reducing transit times and costs. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said that in the last decade, development on India's coast has gained unprecedented pace. He noted that the government has modernized ports, developed waterways, and invested lakhs and crores of rupees in this direction. The Prime Minister added that private investment has also increased, providing benefits and new opportunities for youths. Mr. Modi said that today the whole world is looking at Vadhavan Port, which will change the economic picture of this entire region. The Prime Minister also inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for 218 fisheries projects worth around 1,560 crore rupees aimed at bolstering the sector's infrastructure and productivity across the nation. Mr. Modi apologized to Chhatrapati Shivaji and all those who were hurt by the collapse of the legendary ruler's statue at Rajkot Fort. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that India cannot become a developed nation if women are not participants in its growth. He was addressing an interactive session on role of women in Viksit Bharat at Bharati College, University of Delhi today. Mr. Dhankar said that women are the most important stakeholders in the making of Viksit Bharat. He said that girls and women have energy and talent, and creating an ecosystem is a must for their optimal participation. The Vice President also stressed on women-led empowerment. Expressing pain over the Kolkata rape and murder incident, the Vice President said that where women and girls do not feel safe, that society is not a civilized society. The Vice President said the Uniform Civil Code is a constitutional ordainment and is part of the directive principles. He said it will help in several ways, but majorly it will be a measure of justice for women. India's coal sector has posted a 6.1% growth in July. According to data released by the Commerce Ministry today, the combined index of 8 coal sector industries measures the output of key sectors including cement, coal, crude oil, electricity, fertilizers, natural gas, refinery products and steel, which together have a 40% weight in the index of industrial production. The growth in steel production rose to a 3-month high of 7.2%, cement output reached a 4-month high of 5.5%, reflecting a pickup in construction activity. Petroleum production increased to an 8-month high of 6.6%, while fertilizer output was at a 7-month high of 5.3% as Kharif sowing gathered momentum due to a better monsoon this year. The coal industry output increased by 6.8%, while electricity generation rose by 7% in July. The government is gearing up to host the inaugural World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit, WAVES, to bolster India's media and entertainment industry and extend its global influence. The summit is being held in Goa from November 20th to November 25th this year. The India Meteorological Department has forecast very heavy rainfall over Odisha, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Vidarbha and Telangana during next 2 to 3 days. The IMD said that these conditions will also prevail over parts of Gujarat and Vidarbha till tomorrow. Meanwhile, the deep depression formed over Kutch in Gujarat is moving westward. According to the IMD, it is likely to move westward and emerge into the Northeast Arabian Sea near Kutch and the Pakistan coast and will intensify into a cyclonic storm tonight. The cyclone is less likely to affect the Indian coast as it is expected to continue moving away from it over the next 2 days. India clinched 4 medals today, including a gold, a silver and 2 bronze. Avni Lekra won the gold and Mona Agarwal got bronze in the women's 10-meter air rifle competition. Avni Lekra became the first Indian woman to clinch 2 Paralympic gold medals. At Tokyo Paralympics, she had become the first woman shooter from the country to win a gold and a bronze in shooting. Mona Agarwal won the first medal for the country in the Paris Paralympics on her debut in the Games. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Indian medal winners. And that is the end of this news bulletin.